And the whole time that I was in the system waiting to get transferred to the prison, the feds kept on coming and visiting me. Like this, do you know this person? I'm like this, yes. Do you know about these murders?
Oh, police affairs?
The FBI.
FBI.
They kept
Oh,
coming
the
to see me.
feds.
Yeah, the
Okay.
feds. So they was asking me a whole bunch of questions that was going on in my neighborhood, even to the point where when I was in elementary school, maybe kindergarten, like this, do you know how old I was when all this was going on? I'm like, it doesn't make any sense. Then, they took me on a ride and went to the federal agent holding cell. They asked me a bunch of questions like this. Well, your name keep popping up in our investigation that you know more than you know, and you've been doing a whole bunch of stuff. Like this, like what? What are you talking about? Like, well, your name is indicated in four murders. Your name is indicated three drug trafficking, money laundry. I'm like this. That's not me. I don't know what guy. It's more than one Patrick Williams in this world. And the
Profit.
Patrick Williams that you looking at and trying to stick these charges on, it's not me. So like this, well, do you have any information for us so we can lighten the charges? Like this, I don't have any information for you because clearly I don't know what you're talking about. I couldn't talk into
So
anyone.
this is while you're in jail for the cocaine
Yes, this
charges
is why I
that the
was in
feds are
jail.
visiting you.
I went there probably twice a week. Just asking different questions, about murders, drugs, how they move in it. They just kept on saying my name is being indicated in whoever they was talking about or talking to, they was close to us, or they lived in the neighborhood. And my name kept on being said like this, well, Patrick know this, Patrick know that. Well, Patrick was involved in this. And I wasn't.